That splendid example of creative collaboration is bonging.
So, Lloyd, how have you found this evening?
It's been great. It's been lovely to see the space being used in a different way. We haven't had a social, we haven't had a big social thing here before, or a formal thing where people have come and been posh. It's been really nice to see the space in a different light, and have a different mix of people as well, because we normally have most of the people who come here are either students or they're academics who are in academic mode and they're doing something intellectually amazing together, whereas today it's just people talking about stuff that they're interested in and talking about the space rather than focusing on what they're doing, and that's great because I love the space.
There have been some very interesting conversations about utilising the space. Some mm-hmm. people who've been really excited by the fact that it feels, was it Alice in Wonderland like, that every room is slightly different depending on how you utilise it, because it is this great blank canvas. And other people kind of looking around and thinking, well, how do we change our traditional mindset of, you know, a front-facing format to involve a space like this? It's quite interesting. We were talking about one group who are bringing students from Paris. There's a kind of a cross-collaboration. And I was wondering what you found already with the people who've been working here about how they've been utilising the space in different ways.
I think it's really important to recognise that this is a space for people to do stuff in. It's not a space for people to show stuff that they've done. That's one thing. That's something that's emerged that we didn't really know at the beginning, I don't think. Well, we knew it, but it wasn't explicit. And actually, the really exciting stuff is the stuff that goes on here that is work in progress, that is people doing things together. I think the other thing that we've learned about it is that the space itself is a collaborator in every project. So that's one of the things that makes it complex and exciting, is that we have to take into account another person in every project. And it's the space and how it gets used, and the how sound happens in the thing that you're doing, whether the people, you know, because the space isn't soundproof. Mm. you know if something else is going on, because you hear other things going on, and so we can't necessarily do things that are particularly noisy, because they interrupt other things. There's a negotiation in everything that goes on here between the people who are working on stuff in different ways. But it's not just a negotiation about saying, I want to use this room, and if you use that room, that's fine. It's much more, I'm using this room to do this thing and make these noises and bring these people in, etc., etc. And it's the complexity of all those different things coming together that makes for such exciting things going on, because it's all those combinations.
And I was wondering also about, we were talking about how many projects have kind of come through this space already.
Yeah.
How many people have come through and how many
I'm
projects?
Not good on numbers.
Don't worry. What I was more interested in mm-hmm. was what's happened, or what you know of projects that have moved through here. Has there been have people stayed involved? Has there been anything that started to happen for those potentially, you know, this network of people who've already come through the centre?
Yeah. Well, we have to remember that tonight we're launching the centre. It's yeah. although we've been here since we you know, Brian and Tias and Neil and I have been here since February, and we've been doing things. Yeah, I mean, we've had, 800 people through the doors already. So obviously there's a community already of people who have had some exposure to the place. The guys who were using this space, the comfy granny flat, who were running the Accidental Festival, I think they're probably the best example, because they've been in, they've done stuff, they've moved on, and now they're trying to get back in. So they're right, they're, they came here, they're students at Central School of Speech and Drama. You've probably spoken to some of them already. They were running the Accidental Festival in Battersea. They used this space as a project office. What was great was that they were able to interact with us. They came to Tuttle. They instituted their own accidental tea time and got people talking together over tea in the afternoons. And the festival was at the end of May. They could have just disappeared and not come back. But they've been coming back and helping out and doing nice stuff. They've made the lovely thing in the cheese, in collaboration with one of the guys from Bartlett, who's made that amazing floor plan thing. And then they've wired it up with wool and pictures and all that kind of stuff. So there's a, you know, it was lovely to see all lots of new faces in here today. But it was really nice to see people who've been in here, and it feels like we've got some friends of the place who will hopefully stick around, because there's more to be done here. It's not, you know, I don't think you can come in here and do something and go away and not be affected by it like that. I think, you know, most people come here, they do something and they want to come back, because it's quite an addictive vibe of things happening.
Just the beginning. Somebody, and this is terrible because I can't remember who, but from one of the universities, was saying that it's been such a success and exceeded all their expectations already, that they're already thinking about how it can get bigger and what the next site could be.
Brilliant. Quite exciting. That's Brian's master plan. He was already looking before we opened this place. Maybe I shouldn't say that, I don't know. But he was, you know, he's always looking at spaces and going, yeah, we could do bigger. But he's also disciplined. He knows that we've got to find a business model for making it work, because although people can perceive the value in doing it, it's got to be self-supporting. And that's one of the most exciting things about this place, is it really has that startup atmosphere, because that's what startups do. They, you know, you get started, you have a vague idea of how you're going to make some money, but not really. You don't necessarily have any customers, you don't necessarily know how your business model is going to work. And my definition of startups stopping being a startup is that they find their business model that's sustainable and scalable. And that's the challenge for this place, is getting to that point in 2 years' time where they have a scalable business model that works and brings in money and provides something of enormous value to the university and to the local community.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Lloyd.
Looks like everything's closing up, so
yeah, let's go.